She was back in that tiny testing room with Sarah something, the neuropsychologist. She'd reintroduced herself to Alice just a moment ago, but Alice had promptly forgotten her last name. Not a good omen. The room, however, was as she remembered it from January, cramped, sterile, and impersonal. It contained one desk with an iMac computer on it, two cafeteria chairs, and a metal file cabinet. Nothing else. No windows, no plants, no pictures or calendar on the walls or desk. No distractions, no possible hints, no chance associations. Sarah something began with what felt almost like regular conversation. Alice, how old are you?
50.
When did you turn 50?
October 11th.
And what time of year is this?
Spring, but it already feels like summer.
I know, it's hot out there today. And where are we right now?
In the Memory Disorders Unit at Mass General Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts.
Can you name the four things shown in this picture?
A book, a phone, a horse, and a car.
And what is this thing on my shirt?
A button.
And this thing on my finger?
A ring.
Can you spell water backwards for me?
R-E-T-A-W.
And repeat this after me. Who, what, when, where, why?
Who, what, when, where, why?
Can you lift your hand, close your eyes, and open your mouth?
She did.
Alice, what were those four objects in the picture you named before?
A horse, a car, a phone, and a book.
Great, and write a sentence for me here.
I cannot believe that I won't be able to do this someday.
Great. Now name for me as many words as you can in a minute that begin with the letter S.
Sarah, something, stupid, sound, survive, sick, sex, serious, something, oops, I said that, said, scared.
Now name as many words as you can that begin with the letter F.
Forget, forever, fun, fight, flight, fit, fuck.
She laughed, surprised at herself.
Sorry about that one.
Sorry begins with S.
That's okay, I get that one a lot.
Alice wondered how many words she would have been able to rattle off a year ago. She wondered how many words per minute were considered normal. Now name as many vegetables as you can.
Asparagus, broccoli, cauliflower, leeks, onion, pepper, I don't know, I can't think of any more.
Last one, name as many animals with four legs as you can.
Dogs, cats, lions, tigers, bears, zebras, giraffes, gazelle.
Now read this sentence aloud for me. Sarah something handed her a sheet of paper.
On Tuesday, July 2nd, in Santa Ana, California, a wildfire shut down John Wayne Airport, stranding 30 travelers, including 6 children and 2 firemen, Alice read. It was an NYU story, a test of declarative memory performance.
Now tell me as many details as you can about the story you just read.
On Tuesday, July 2nd, in Santa Ana, California, a fire stranded 30 people in an airport, including 6 children and 2 firemen.
Great. Now I'm going to show you a series of pictures on cards, and you're going to just tell me the names of them.
The Boston naming exam.
Briefcase, pinwheel, telescope, igloo, hourglass, rhinoceros,
a four-legged animal.
Racket. Oh, wait, I know what it is. It's a ladder for plants. A lattice? No, a trellis.
Accordion, pretzel, rattle. Oh, wait again. We have one in our yard at the Cape. It's between the trees. You lie on it. It's not a hanger. It's a halyard? No. Oh, God, it begins with H, but I can't get it.
Sarah something made a notation on her score sheet.
Alice wanted to argue that her omission could just as easily have been a normal case of blocking as a symptom of Alzheimer's. Even perfectly healthy college students typically experienced 1 to 2 tips of the tongue per week. That's okay, let's keep going. Alice named the rest of the pictures without further difficulties, but she still couldn't activate the neuron that encoded the missing name of the napping net. Theirs hung between 2 spruce trees in their yard in Chatham. Alice remembered many late afternoon naps there with John, the pleasure of the breezy shade, the intersection of his chest and shoulder her pillow, the familiar scent of their fabric softener on his cotton shirt combined with the summer smells of his sunburned and ocean-salty skin intoxicating her every inhalation. She could remember all of that, but not the name of the damn H thing they lay on. She sailed through the WACE-R picture arrangement test, Raven's colored progressive matrices, the Luria mental rotation test, the Stroop test, in copying and remembering geometric figures. She checked her watch. She'd been in that little room for just over an hour. Okay, Alice, now I'd like you to think back to that short story you read earlier. What can you tell me about it? She swallowed her panic, and it lodged, heavy and hulking, right above her diaphragm, making it uncomfortable to breathe. Either her pathways to the details of the story were impassable, or she lacked the electrochemical strength to knock loudly enough on the neurons housing them to be heard. Outside of this closet, she could look up lost information in her BlackBerry. She could reread her emails and write herself reminders on post-it notes. She could rely on the default respect her Harvard position embodied. Outside of this little room, she could hide her impassable pathways and wimpy neural signals. And although she knew that these tests were designed to unveil what she couldn't access, she was caught unsuspecting and embarrassed. I don't really remember much. There it was, her Alzheimer's, stripped and naked under the fluorescent lighting, on display for Sarah something to scrutinize and judge. That's okay. Tell me what you do remember, anything at all. Well, it was about an airport, I think. Did the story take place on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? I don't remember. Just take a guess, then. Monday. Was there a hurricane, a flood, a wildfire, or an avalanche? A wildfire. Did the story take place in April, May, June, or July? July. Which airport was shut down? John Wayne, Dulles, or LAX? LAX. How many travelers were stranded? 30, 40, 50, or 60? I don't know, 60. How many children were stranded? 2, 4, 6, or 8? 8. Who else became stranded? 2 firemen, 2 policemen, 2 businessmen, or 2 teachers? 2 firemen. Great, you're all done here. I'll walk you over to Dr. Davis. Great? Was it possible that she remembered the story but didn't know she knew it?